Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical day, fifth Sunday of Easter. The Gospel according to John. Judas had left them. Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Commentary by Father Jordi Castellet from Saint Hippolyte de Voltregas, Spain. Love one another. Today Jesus invites us to love one another. Here also in this complex world that we live in, where good and evil are mingled together. We often feel tempted to look at our world as a misfortune, as a piece of bad news, whereas we Christians instead are responsible for bringing out the good news of Jesus Christ to this violent and unfair world. Yes, indeed, Jesus tells us, "Love one another as I have loved you." And a good way to love one another, to put God's word into practice, is to announce always and everywhere the good news of the gospel, which is nothing else but Jesus Christ. St. Paul wrote, "But we hold this treasure in earthen vessels." What treasure is this? That of the Word, that of the very God, and we happen to be its terracotta vessels. Yet this treasure is too precious for us to keep for ourselves. We have to spread it around. "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." In fact, as St. John Paul II wrote, those who have come into genuine contact with Christ cannot keep him for themselves. They must proclaim him. With this confidence in God, we announce the gospel. Let us do it with all our available means and wherever we can, by word of mouth, by our deeds and thoughts, through newspapers, internet, in our work and with our friends. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. St. John Paul II emphasized that we must use the new technologies openly, without beating around the bush, to spread the good news of the church as much as possible today, because only if our kindness is known to all, only by changing our heart, shall we achieve so our world changes too.